Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise those servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the name of Yahweh is not simply Yahweh. The name of the Lord was explained to Moses when he said, "Show me your glory." And God came and declared his name to Moses. And he didn't just through the angels stand there and shout out, "Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh." He said, "I am Yahweh, a God full of grace and mercy and truth and forgiveness and also judging sin, etc." So the name of Yahweh, the name of God, is effectively his characteristics, his personality. And that is what God's people should praise. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. So forever and ever, we're going to be praising and appreciating who God really is. And that's why that has got to start now. Because the kingdom, everlasting life, is really going to be all about living the kind of spiritual life that we're living now forever and ever. If we don't love the things of God's name, if we don't love spiritual things, there won't be a lot of point in us being in God's kingdom. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the sun, Yahweh's name is to be praised. Yahweh is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto Yahweh our God, who lives on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? So God is so great that he shows his humility by looking at what the angels are doing, by looking at us. He has this humility to him. And when he asks us to be humble, that is partly because he is humble. Because like a man might look at an ant, that in one sense is how God could feel about us, but he actually zooms in on us and is so passionately concerned about us. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the garbage tip, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He makes the barren woman to have a family, to be a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. So then, in the same way as God is humble, he also loves humble people. And we have got to be amongst the humble and not the proud.